This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Did you know that virtually every health condition, from asthma to allergies to diabetes to skin disorders, heart disease, and even IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, is linked to inflammation? And that one of the best ways to quell the inflammation is to cleanse your body of the waste byproducts and those residual toxins that not only come from stress, but from a lot of the foods that we eat. And then when we do this cleansing, what we actually do is we give that body the rest that it needs. It quells the inflammation and it stops the triggers of that inflammation response. I thought it was interesting because my guest today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and any of you who have listened to the show know that she's an absolute wealth of information. When we were getting ready for the show, prior to going on air, she said, Carol, can I link people back to your inflammation show, because inflammation detoxing is very, very much linked. And here I am, two intuitives, just talking about the same darn thing. Well, thanks for joining me. And if you are, again, I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And today's show is on springtime detoxification for your body and your home. And as I mentioned, here to help me discuss the topic is a guest that I love having her on the show. I know as listeners, you love having her on the show because I get emails all the time. Susan Smith-Jones. And what Susan's going to be doing is offering some really simple and even free suggestions of what we can do to get rid of all those toxins and the contaminants, both in our house and then also in our body. What Susan and I are also going to be doing is we're going to be taking your calls throughout the show. That's one of the other things I love about Susan as a guest, is she's always willing to take those calls. So if you have a question for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good, of course, for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and international callers. Again, 877-230-3062. We're really looking forward to talking to you. I also want to let you know that I just posted my new reading schedule. And if you've been thinking about spending time with me in a reading, now's a good time to book your readings. I'm very blessed that they tend to go very fast, within just sometimes 24 hours or a couple days after I post them. If you would like more information about the reading, or you actually want to book a reading with me, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and then put the cursor in the homepage on the top tab called Reading. Click on the personal reading on the download menu, drop-down menu, and then what you're going to do is all the readings can be booked online. They are on a first-come, first-served basis, and again, just go to Reitberger.com. I know one of the things that I was thinking as I was getting ready for the show today, and really kind of even before that, looking at the topics, I know the first of the year, when we hit that January time frame, we're always looking at wanting to lose that extra weight. So that seems to be the focus in the January, February, and March time, and as we get further into the year, a lot of the goals that we set on weight loss sometimes gets really kind of preempted by life itself. And then we get the change of season with spring. And I don't know about you, but I know with me, boy, when that springtime hits, it's like an inner clock inside of me goes in and goes, it's time to spring clean. And what I've always done is I've always focused on, of course, cleaning closets and getting things back and organizing, changing my clothes from summer to winter, and back and forth. But one of the things that I've realized as, especially, I hate to say it, but as I'm getting older, is that it takes my body longer to be able to get into shape and to really feel good optimally the way I like to. So I'm going to have all this energy for the summer months. So one of the things I was thinking that, you know, there's got to be things that we just can put in that springtime regimen that can be very, very helpful for the body. And of course, I have all of Susan's wonderful books. I'll tell you more about those. But I started reading the books and about the rejuvenation and the importance of detoxifying the body. And what I realized is that while I'm so busy cleaning the house and getting that ready for spring, I really need to go in and start looking at my body. And that really is what triggered me reaching out again to Susan and basically saying to her, you know, what can we do? And I'm going to even ask some questions about, personally, about things that, you know, what really does cleansing the body need? Some real simple things that you can, of course, always go on the internet and find little bits and pieces. But we've really got an expert with us that's going to be helping us with that. So I thought, boy, springtime, change of season, good time to clean house, but even more importantly, to clean our body so we can have all that good energy to do all those fun summer things. And for all of you who live in Denver, who are experiencing the snow, and from Minnesota, what I do hear is that this too will pass, and it's a good time for you to do that spring cleaning, so when those good sunshines and heat, warm days come, then you'll be all ready. So again, that's what the topic is today, and I just always have a very, very good time with Susan, and you will too, because again, she's just really a wealth of information. In fact, she's really very sought out. She's done more than 2,000 radio shows and TV interviews. And one of the things that you know if you have listened to Susan is her enthusiasm for what she does. But and for those of you who haven't listened to Susan before, you will just absolutely have a wonderful time with her. She's the author of 25 books and lots of e-books that she's done. I know that I own a lot of her books, and those books include The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, and then also Detoxify and Rejuvenate. And I know that Susan's website is just absolutely rich with information. She's got newsletters. I'm going to let her tell you more about that as we get deeper into the show. But one of the things with Susan is that she really is a holistic health expert in the fields of optimum holistic health, fitness, nutrition, longevity, human potential. She is selected as one of 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. She's an award-winning writer and an advice columnist. And also for 30 years, she actually has been teaching students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be more healthy and fit. One of the things about Susan is that she takes something that can really appear to be very, very complex in the whole scheme of how do we deal with the human body. She breaks it down into simple terms, offers very, very pragmatic, easy to do things, even in a busy life, that we can do to keep our body in optimal health. So again, we're going to continue. I'm going to keep singing her praises as we go through this, because this is what she does. This is so natural and inherent with her. So anyway, well, Susan, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you. Hi, Carol, and hi, Cameron.
So anyway, absolutely wonderful. So, you know, I just, all this thing about cleansing and doing things, I need to tell you that I have done a little bit of juicing and really doing things. And I just kind of decided this spring, probably in March actually, that, you know, I really want to get back to the things you talk about in your book about those nature superfoods. I want to get back, and I'm not anti-supplement, you know that. I'm not anti-medicine, you know that. But I would like to really put the things in my body that are going to quell the inflammation that I have, that are going to be able to give me that boost of energy, do the cleansing, everything. So I went out and bought myself a Vitamix. Now, I'm not pushing Vitamix, everybody, but I'm going to tell you that I am having so much fun creating these different concoctions using all these superfoods that are in your book. And I've been doing it for 10 days now. I feel absolutely different. My skin's different. This is part of what you're talking about when we're talking about that cleansing process, isn't it?
That is. And what you're doing, too, besides cleansing your body, is you're adding in more raw foods, and you're getting back to nature. You're going right to the earth. And when you put these fruits and vegetables in your blender, they bring with them vitamins, minerals, enzymes, fiber, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and really the sun in the form of a food. And literally, now this isn't crazy talk, you literally change the vibrational rate of all the cells in your body when you drink smoothies and when you eat foods as close to the way nature made them as possible.
And, you know, the other thing that I've really found, and we're going to go into detail also, is about this kind of reversing the aging. Even in this short period of time, I have noticed such a difference in the color of my skin, the elasticity, the vibrance of it. So this cleansing that we're going to be talking about is an important part, not only for the, you know, that inside work, but it really can show as a glow and on the outside too, can't it?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely, because the skin is one of the biggest eliminative organs in your body. It's one of the four channels of elimination. I'll go through all those. In fact, everyone probably would want to get a pen and paper out to take notes about what we're talking about today. But, yes, you will glow from the inside out. You know, detoxing is phenomenal, and I learned as a teenager from my grandmother the importance of cleansing on a regular basis. You don't just pick one week right after January 1st, but what I do and what I recommend is one day a week, 2 to 3 days monthly, 7 to 10 days with each change of season. You put yourself on some type of cleanse detox program to preclude a toxic buildup in your body and to keep yourself vibrantly healthy.
You know, and that triggered another thought, Susan. You know, the foods that we eat in the winter are, you know, have a lot of that comfort, emotional comfort to them. But there are different foods than we eat when we get into that spring and the summer, and then we get into the fall and the different changes of seasons and everything. So it really is important that we really put this process in place on a regular basis, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and simply put, internal cleansing can dramatically improve the quality of your overall health. And probably up to now, depending on when you're listening to this, but if you're listening live today, we're now into spring from winter. And when you cleanse your body, then your body no longer craves all those heavy foods and mm-hmm. often the more processed foods that you know aren't good for you. So cleansing, besides healing your body from the inside out, is one of the best ways to break any bad food habits which you might have, such as always salting food or being addicted to white sugar, white flour, lots of dairy, sodas. So there's so many benefits to cleansing your body besides looking younger, just like you said, giving you energy. You know, when you, after you've cleansed, and I'll tell you in a moment how you know if you're toxic, but some of the benefits, and I'll mention them both short-term and long-term. Short-term, once you complete a nice detox program, people often report more energy, weight loss, clear skin, that glow you're talking about, more regular bowel movements, improved digestion, increased concentration and clarity. And in the long term, allowing our bodies to periodically enter their natural deep cleanse mode offers many other benefits, like improved immune function, reduction in chronic inflammation, and elimination of free radicals. And after you do this, it leaves you much less vulnerable to the onset of chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, and on and on and on.
You know, and the thing that that I was thinking again, you know, that's one of the things that you do, Susan, is you say something and it just sets off this whole avalanche of thoughts within me, and I'm sure with my listeners also. And you really touched on something that I really honestly had not paid attention to my body. My personality color is such that I live so much in my head that I'm either always negotiating with my body, I'm ignoring it. And when it does reach out to me and let me know, Carol, you need to slow down, I need to do the things maybe you haven't eaten, maybe the things that you put in your mouth. And one of the things that I'm really finding is I honestly don't know how to know when my body's toxic and when it needs to detoxify.
Well, let me make this really practical. I'll give you some symptoms of toxic buildup in the body, and they include, not limited to, but they include constipation, chronic yeast infections, brittle hand and toenails, frequent colds, weight gain, acne, mood swings, depression, low sex drive, impaired short-term memory, lack of concentration, you know, that fuzziness in your brain, sleep problems, Of course, frequent headaches, urinary tract infections, more arthritic bone pain, you know, and rheumatism, allergies, gas, bloating, chronic fatigue, and just plain lack of energy. So I bet some listeners are saying, oh my gosh, I think I could be toxic.
I'm as I'm listening to you, I'm going, check, 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 check. And I'm thinking, oh, gee whiz, Carol, you need to get back in your body and get back into that, you know, paying attention to it because it does talk to us. So I really could relate to a lot of the things that you were talking about. You talked about the fact that you have a suggestion as far as a kind of a detoxification regimen that we should put ourselves on. What can you take me on a daily basis? What would that look like? Let's do that first.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's body, mind, and spirit. Body reflects the mind reflects the spirit, but there are many things that you can do with the body. There are endotoxins, those that are found within your body. They're exotoxins that come in from the outside. So one of the first things you want to do, speaking of what you can do externally, is three quick things. Always take your shoes off when you enter your home, because you eliminate the petrochemicals, the sewage, the tar, all of the junk that you collect on the bottom of your shoes that you bring into the home, and they get distributed around the house and in the air. And my grandmother taught me this, that always when I enter my home, I take my shoes off. Many cultures do this, like in Japan. But it's important to remember that whatever's on the bottom of your shoes gets spread around throughout your house. So that's one thing. Secondly, doesn't matter what time of year it is, always keep your windows open a little bit, because the air quality inside your home is worse than outside. So open the windows to let the fresh air in. And, you know, this is due to that off-gassing of fabrics and cleaning chemicals you use and household furniture and carpets. And a third quick thing you can do is you can get a good mattress pad or cover to put over your mattress to help it eliminate the exposure to the allergens while resting or sleeping. Many people have seasonal allergies, and if you don't have a good mattress that's relatively new, lots of mite residue and junk, you know, fills your mattress. And it's always good to get a new mattress at least every 8 or 10 years. But so if yours is older, no matter how old it is, it's just good to have a mattress pad that you can get at places like I get mine at Bed Bath & Beyond. And you can cover your mattress to keep some of those allergens out of being in the air when you're sleeping. And then another thing to help detox, this is exotoxin, because there's lots of noise out there. There's traffic. There's blasting TV and radio. But you want to calm and detoxify your mind. And one of the things I always recommend is to bring in a little fountain in your home, or, of course, fresh plants to breathe in more oxygen. And I always encourage people to whatever nature sounds you can find. And I don't know if I've ever told you this, but on my website, in the sidebar, all the way down at the bottom, I've got all different kinds of nature sounds from, what do I have here, babbling brook, the ocean, tropical forest, one that has owls and frogs, one that has purring cat in a snowstorm, one that has fire, rain, and wolves, and the last one has sheep and a running creek and birds and crickets. But the sounds of nature literally change the vibrational rate of your body, lower your cortisol level, calm you down, and put your body in a better position to heal itself. So these are a few things that you can do. And we'll go in, of course, much more detail about all the things you can do in terms of food, exercise, sweating, a supplement, the superfoods you should be eating, you know, to help you on a detox program.
You know, one of the things that I find also is that I think it would be helpful to the listeners to, when they get into this cleansing that we're going to talk about with the foods, is to know what to expect. And I know one of the things we've talked about on the show before, especially when we were talking about the show on inflammation, is the importance of elimination. And I know a lot of times because of the different foods and especially the way that I'm putting them in the blender and everything, then I had to be very mindful of what this was going to do from a cleansing standpoint. So let's go in and let's look at some of the cleansing foods that are really helpful. And then if you would touch a little bit on what can we expect in this cleansing from the standpoint of elimination or the different channels, because I understand there's different channels for elimination. Now,
yeah,
I know I've said a lot of things, but I know you're wonderful at weaving together, so I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, and I wish we had hours.
So do I, Susan.
And let me let everyone know that on the homepage of my website, everybody can get an absolutely free copy of my full-color, beautiful ebook called Detoxify and Rejuvenate. And everything I'm talking about is in this book that you'll get free. So you have that to look forward to. In terms of the foods you eat, let me run through a few foods and a couple supplements that I would never be without. But these are some foods that support the process of detoxification. Blueberries, and I'll just tell you briefly because it's all in the book, you can get free. Blueberries help block toxins from crossing the blood-brain barrier into the fatty tissue of the brain. That's why blueberries are referred to as the brain berry. Beets contain a mixture of phytochemicals that help purify the blood and cleanse the liver. These are all common foods you can get at your supermarket. Grapefruits, they have pectin in them, and they bind, the pectin binds with the heavy metals, helping to neutralize them for safe elimination. Cruciferous vegetables like cabbage, kale, broccoli, they have certain compounds in them that help the liver produce adequate amounts of the enzymes that are needed for both phase one and phase two detoxification. Lemons. Now, I probably go through three lemons a day. Lots of vitamin C. And it helps support the production of an antioxidant in your body called glutathione. And the vitamin C helps to ensure that phase two liver detoxification can keep pace with phase one. And another show, I can go into all of that in more detail, but it's also in the free book you'll get. Seaweed. Whenever you can eat any kind of seaweed, seaweed binds with radioactive waste and heavy metals that are in your body that you get in the foods you eat often, helping to eliminate them safely from the body. Watermelon. In fact, all the watermelons are a great source of organic water. Sometimes, you know, I said I do one day a week. Sometimes I do a melon cleanse. And rather than just having smoothies and detox tea all day, it's nice just to sit down to a plate of something, and I might do just watermelon. Watermelon is a great source of the liver-cleansing antioxidant called glutathione. And I'll have a few slices of watermelon either by themselves or on a bed of leafy greens, because leafy greens have lots of that chlorophyll in it, which detoxifies and rejuvenates your body. Now, there are two supplements. We've talked about them before. They're really superfoods, but they're made into supplement form. One is called Hawaiian spirulina. I know you take that.
I do.
And that is something I would never be without. It's 60% protein. You can get it in powder or tablet form, and it's the most nutrient-dense, or I like to say nutrient-rich, superfood on planet Earth, and it helps to detoxify your body. It's got 94 different elements in it, but one of the things it has in it is called, all these fun words, phycocyanin, which is a blue-green antioxidant, which is stellar for cleansing the liver and the kidneys, and it's very hard to find in foods. And I always take 3,000 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin a day. Now, when you're really toxic, you have more inflammation in your body because all the toxic residue throughout your body and all the cells and in all the organs creates inflammation. and nature's most powerful anti-inflammatory, and we've talked about this before, is Hawaiian astaxanthin. It's nature's most powerful antioxidant, and it's one of the best ways to reduce inflammation in your body. And I take and recommend 12 milligrams of that every day. Now, I think what I've done since I talked to you last is one of my clients, her name is Elsie, and she came to see me a few months ago because I could tell just by looking at her skin how toxic she was, and I do iridology. I could look at her eyes, mm-hmm. and she was tired and depressed and had recently, over a couple of years, gained 40 pounds. She could hardly get out of bed in the morning. She had aches and pains. She was just 51, and I put her on my head-to-toe, inside-out program that I describe in my latest book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. And she then wrote, in her own words, what the process was like, how she felt at the beginning, and how incredible she feels now. She looks 20 years younger. It's been 6 months. And I have pictures of her right on my homepage, Carol. If you go to SusanSmithJones.com, and just to the right of my photo, it says the world's best-kept health, detox, and age-defying secrets. And in her own words, that's Elsie's story, and she describes what it is she went through on my program. And I have pictures of her, so you can see she looks about 20 years younger than her age now. Mm.
Fabulous. That is fabulous. Well, I'll tell you, since I've been having you on the show and then taking the spirulina and the, say it to me,
astaxanthin.
Thank you. I can tell you that I have been experiencing chronic pain for many years. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that because of the work that I do. But the reality of it is, when I've been on this since before February, I think it is.
Yes.
I can't believe the difference in the lack of pain that I have. In fact, it catches me. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm not hurting the way that I was hurting before. So really a testament to that. Susan, what I'd like to do is that we do have a caller. So let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. All of you stay tuned. Come back. Susan and I are going to take calls. We've got a caller on the line. She's going to talk some more about the detoxing. We're going to talk about the channels of elimination. We just have so much to try to put in. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. And if you're just joining me today, I have one of my special guests that I always like to have on the show, Susan Smith Jones. She's the author of over 25 books, including The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside Out Rejuvenation Makeover and Detoxify and Rejuvenate, an ebook that she actually has online. And that's one of the things about Susan, is very prolific as an author, outstanding as a teacher, internationally known for the work that she does, and just a wealth of information. And we've been really talking about the detoxification of the body. And Susan, even in the first segment, talked a little bit about the things we can do, just simple, common sense, free things we can do as far as detoxifying the home, as taking off the shoes, looking at changing mattresses, mattress pads, very, very simple things we can all do that can help our bodies tremendously. Susan and I are taking your calls. We have a time for probably just one more question. So if you want to rush right in there, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and also international callers. Just, of course, dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. What I want to do is, Susan, I would like to jump right in if you're good with this, and let's take Sherry from Hidden Valley. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Sherry.
Great show. I am so excited. My pen is just all over my paper. It's amazing.
You know, Susan does that, doesn't she, honey? She just keeps thoughts coming.
I'm on her website looking at stuff. The same time I'm jotting stuff down. I'm so excited about this.
Well, you know, and also I have to, excuse me for interrupting, but I'll tell you, I really do believe when we have Susan on the show with her wealth of information, she's detoxifying the clutter from my brain because I keep wanting to replace it with all the good things. So anyway, so how can we help you, honey?
I have a question. I have hair loss, and I want to know about detoxing and hair loss. Yes, we have stress in our life. I could see where detoxing can assist. But what have you noticed that's helpful, or maybe a supplement? What can I do with the hair loss?
Yeah, Sherry, that is such a common question for women these days. Now, if you have my website open, as I said, on the homepage, to the right of my photo, check the story out about Elsie. Click on the world's best-kept detox and age-defying secrets.
Okay.
She also had major hair loss, and now her hair is unbelievable. And here are a few things I had her do, so get ready to jot this down. You want to make sure you take in enough vitamin D, because vitamin D activates hair growth, according to a great article I read a couple months ago in the Wall Street Journal. And the whole key is to get more circulation and stimulation up to your brain. You always want to finish when you shampoo with the coldest rinse you can handle. So I have one of those faucets you can take off, and I bend my long hair over, and I always finish with a cold rinse because that brings more circulation to your brain. Now, in terms of foods, I put Elsie on 12 milligrams of astaxanthin because you want to help lower that inflammation level. And astaxanthin, Sherry, is one of the rare antioxidants that has the ability to cross the blood-brain and the blood-retinal barriers. So it's great for brain health and your skin, but also to help with hair growth. So you want 12 milligrams of that a day, and you want 3,000 milligrams of the Hawaiian spirulina, because that has 1 teaspoon of it, or the equivalency in tablet, Sherry, has the same level of antioxidants, enzymes, vitamins, and minerals as 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. And as I mentioned before, more nutrition than any other single food. Because when your body has gaps in the nutrients that it needs, it not only creates more inflammation, makes you more toxic, but it does affect your hair growth. And I'm going to recommend you can go to Nutrex-Hawaii.com, Nutrex-Hawaii.com. And you can order the Hawaiian astaxanthin and the spirulina. And if you use the code VIBRANT, you'll get a 25% discount. But I'm about to give you their telephone number, because if you call to order, and remember, this is Hawaiian time, and they're 3 hours earlier than Pacific time where I am in Santa Monica. When you call and give the code VIBRANT, not only do you get 25% off, but you can ask to get a free copy. And these are 2 books. I'm looking at them. I always keep them by my bedside table. But one is called Spirulina Nature Superfood, and it's by two scientists, Bob Capelli and Gerald Sayuski. But you can say, Susan said that if I ordered and I gave you the code VIBRANT on Spirulina and Astaxanthin, I'd get 25% off. And I would like to request a free copy of the Spirulina book and this other one on, it's called The World's Best Kept Health Secret, and it's on natural astaxanthin. And these have all the studies that you will absolutely love to read. So those are the things I want you to do. And then also, Sherry, one more thing to cut out, because things like excess sugar, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, and over-the-counter drugs all alter the acid-alkaline balance of the intestinal tract, killing off the good bacteria, and creates the perfect environment for harmful microbes to grow. And when all that happens, it affects not only your overall well-being, but it will affect your scalp. And the last thing is, Sherry, if this isn't too personal, are you married? Do you live with someone?
I'm divorced. I live with my teenage daughter.
Okay, well, you can ask her to do this, or you can do it. If you take both of your hands, if you're alone, and you massage your scalp.
Oh, I do that.
Well, yeah, because that brings more circulation to your brain and your hair follicles. And there's one other thing that I'm just trying now, and I've seen a difference with three people, so I'm going to mention it. And I'll tell you honestly, since it's just the three of us, right, Carol and Sherry?
Absolutely.
I'm testing this out, and it's called Polygonum, and I'm walking to my kitchen as we're speaking. I'm going to spell it for you.
Okay.
It's a Chinese herbal blend, and it's called Polygonum 14. And three of my clients have had a massive change in their hair, reverting back to their natural color. In other words, eliminating gray naturally. And I don't need hair growth. I would just like to see less gray. But it's also stimulated hair growth. And they said it takes about 3 months to see a difference. I get it at my local homeopathic herbal shop down here in Santa Monica. But I also went online and I saw that some places sell it for the same amount. That is something you might want to try. I'm seeing good results, but it's not quite 3 months for me yet.
Susan, can you please spell that for me again? P-O-L-Y-G.
Polygonum, P-O-L-Y-G-O-N-U-M, 14. It's called Polygonum 14. When I saw my clients, I didn't believe, and they didn't know each other. There were three different women, and they both said that they were losing the gray hair and reverting back, and they had fuller hair. And, and I quizzed them, and I said, are you sure you're not getting it colored? And they weren't. And I said, well, tell me immediately what that is. So I'm testing that out, but it's also helped with hair growth.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, but I know they're also taking 12 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin and the spirulina. I think because you need to make sure you have all the nutrients that your body needs. The astaxanthin is the antioxidants you need. The spirulina has every nutrient that your body needs.
Okay, I've been taking the Antarctic krill oil, which is the xanthin.
Yeah,
and
let me teach
3,000.
You something.
What's the difference between?
Yeah, well, the difference is that the krill, the lobster, the salmon, they all eat the microalgae. And you want to get the most potent first-hand source, which is the microalgae source. And, Sherry, if you have my website open, look on the far left. The third button over is blog. And of the first six articles there, maybe three of them are about astaxanthin, and you'll learn about it. And this company, Nutrex Hawaii, has won all these awards, and it's known in the nutritional science arena to have the purest and safest and the best source of pure astaxanthin. You're getting it from the little marine source that ate the microalgae, but you want to go right to the microalgae, and they have this, you'll see the aerial views, they have these unbelievable 90 acres of massive ponds where they cultivate and harvest the astaxanthin and the spirulina. It is so impressive. So you want the original, most potent source. And remember, with the astaxanthin, it's fat-soluble, like vitamin D. And you also want, next time you get your blood test, see what your level of D is, see if you need to take more. But it takes about 3 months to fully saturate your body, and you need to take the astaxanthin with a meal that has a little fat in it to better absorb it. Spirulina, you can take any way you want. I've got lots of recipes in my blog. I think it's the second one down on how to put spirulina in your foods. And I have a sleep like a baby elixir smoothie that, and it takes 3 minutes to make at night. And if you make this and take it, drink it down 60 to 90 minutes before bedtime, I promise you, Sherry, you will first of all, it will make you happy. And then you'll drift off to sleep, and unless you have to get up to use the bathroom, you will stay asleep and wake up feeling just wonderful.
Awesome.
Very good. Lots of great information. And again, I think that, you know, Sherry, following Susan's work, you see that she always comes back to, let's stay as close to the natural source. Let's eat the foods that are nature's healing foods. So again, same thing with it. Thanks, Sherry, for calling. I appreciate it. And I know that I just did your health webinar on hair loss. And one of the things that Susan's talking about were information that I tell you that I even gleaned off with looking in my research about Susan and the work she does, and she's always included in a lot of my work and the suggestions that I have. So very, very good. Thanks, Susan, for helping her. Now, I know that you've given us your website throughout the show, but how about giving us your website one more time, and then also anything that you have that's really maybe special going on, things that you want to feature, and then I'm going to turn it back over, and we're going to talk about, you know, you talked about skin, you talked about the colon and things, so we have just short time, so why don't you just kind of give us that again?
Yeah, very simply, check out SusanSmithJones.com. Every single day, I get up before any of you are awake, and 3:34 in the morning, I write a daily quote, and I have a daily affirmation. And right now, you can get two books free, two e-books free. One's Detoxify and Rejuvenate. The other is Nature's Superfoods. And in that one, I teach you how to grow sprouts in the corner of your kitchen. So those are great. I have a quick reference guide for natural remedies. There are 90 ailments that goes from A to Z. What is A? I think A is acne, and there's no Z, but Y is yeast infections, and I give you all my favorite natural remedies because, you know, Carol, with the wisdom I gleaned from my grandmother, I have never taken any prescribed medication in my life, haven't had a cold or a flu, and now it's over 26 years. So I know how to live and you know, the foods to eat and not eat and the lifestyle choices. But the one thing besides the free books is, make sure you check out on the homepage, if you scroll down, my three latest books. And if you scroll down, you see Walking on Air, your 30-day inside and out rejuvenation makeover. And you've got the 30-day program. If you have 10 minutes a day to give me and 30 days, I'll make it body, mind, and spirit like you feel like you're walking on air. And that was designed to go with the joy factor. Wayne Dyer wrote the foreword for that book, and together they give you the wealth of information you need to be vibrantly healthy and create your best life. And the third book in the set is Recipes for Health Bliss. You love this one, Carol.
I do.
It's my full-color Hay House cookbook. Three-quarters of the recipes are raw food recipes. Maybe a third are probably cooked foods. But there's a way to get them, and the telephone number's there on my homepage, and you'll be able to get an autographed card from me with each of the books, and they can be sent out to you, and you can dial a toll-free number to get those. And probably you know, the last thing is make sure you click above those two book covers, Detoxify and Rejuvenate, and Nature Superfoods, and learn about how my client went on my program and how she changed her life when you click the words, The World's Best Kept Health, Detox, and Age-Defying Secrets.
Very good. Very good. Just, again, wealth of information. If you have a question about, you know, superfoods, you have a question about how to detox, any of those things, just go to Susan's website. You know, Susan, we have just a short period of time, but one of the things that you said when we were kind of looking at what we really wanted to put in these last few minutes, you mentioned dry skin brushing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've been doing this for decades. And if you want to see exactly what it is, right below the photo on my homepage, it says 12 tips to youthful glowing skin at any age. Click there. One of the 12 tips is on dry skin brushing. But you see, dry skin brushing is one of the finest ways to detoxify the skin and promote good circulation and to help prevent and alleviate and get rid of cellulite. And you want to make a commitment for 30 days, and after 1 month, your skin will look and feel years younger. You want to get a natural bristle brush with a long handle, not synthetic or nylon, and you dry skin brush before you shower or bathe. Brushing the skin dry rather than wet is an important part because it does a better job at removing the dead skin cells. And remember, your skin is one of your biggest eliminative organs, along with your lungs, your bowel, and your kidneys. Your skin's often called your third kidney because it works closely with the kidneys to help release uric acid. And when you start dry skin brushing, within 30 to 60 days, it's 30 for me because I dry skin brush daily, other people maybe 60, all of your skin cells are renewed. That means for everybody listening, Carol, what I see on you today, your skin, at least within 60 days, will be totally new. We women know that we exfoliate our faces to increase the turnover rate of the cells. And men shave, so they actually naturally exfoliate. But when you do this all over your body, you will have skin like a baby within 30 days. But remember, you don't want to brush your private parts or your face. And avoid any areas of like eczema or psoriasis. And you go in circular motions, start at your feet, up towards your heart, and start off gently. If you've never done this before, once you get a brush, and I tell you on that 12 tips to youthful glowing skin at any age on my website where you can get brushes, and they're not expensive. And I just wash mine off once a week in the sink with a little few drops of tea tree oil. And I've been doing this for decades, and it's one of the reasons I really have youthful skin all over.
Yeah, and any of you that, you know, I'm not going to ask Susan to tell you her age, but I'm going to tell
ageless.
You that...
I'm going to
tell you that when I met her and looked at her, and then somehow it came up in the conversation, I think I had to pick my jaw up off the floor when
Carol.
She told me her
Listen,
age.
Listen, talking.
Like,
you're beautiful.
Really? Really, really good. Well, you know, that's very interesting because the thing that I've found is that with the cellulite, I get so many people that women that are talking about this problem, and this is a great, again, simple, easy, not a costly thing to do to be able to deal with the cellulite, to be able to get that cell, the cells back. And I, you know, that's one of the things that I always share as well, Susan, is that the body is absolutely exquisite in the way it's designed to get the things that are inside of us to the surface, so we can eliminate it. But it does need that help, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And in my books, Walking on Air and The Joy Factor, because the Walking on Air has the 30-day detox rejuvenation program. You'll learn about the foods and juices and teas to drink. You'll learn about you need to keep your body hydrated with good water to help flush toxins out of your body. You'll learn about the healing power of sunshine and air and meditation, about the importance of exercise. And if you're a little tired during a cleanse, which often happens, maybe you do a gentle walk or some yoga stretches. You'll learn about hot baths and saunas and good massage. If you know someone that can do a good lymph massage, that is great. And you know, what I like to do in summing up detox is that if you want to have vibrant health and youthful vitality well into your senior years, the key is in cleansing your body and your mind and your spirit, like I write about in Walking on Air, and then adopting a lifestyle that includes positive, grateful thoughts, natural foods, pure water, fresh air, sunshine, and exercise. And learning to cleanse the body and mind is an essential part of healing because, Carol, when the body is burdened with toxic waste material, it will be tired and have a low immune function. But when the body is clean, it can absorb more efficiently the essential nutrients it needs to heal, repair, and maintain good health. So the next time you hear the expression, cleanliness is next to godliness, you know, you'll understand that that really conveys an extremely important aspect of health and rejuvenation, because the more cleansed you keep your miraculous body, the more room you'll have to be filled with light. And as mentioned, those two superfood supplements, the Hawaiian astaxanthin that you take too, the Hawaiian spirulina, I would never be without those. I take those two every day and about three others. I take them when I travel. And again, if you want to get two free books that the company's giving away, one's on astaxanthin, one's on spirulina, and you want to get a 25% discount, you can call them at 800-453-1187, 800-453-1187. And when you use the code VIBRANT, you'll get a 25% discount. I encourage you to get at least a three-month supply of both. I told you, Carol, before getting this discount, I bought a year's supply. Many of my clients do. But get what you can afford. Take 3,000 milligrams of spirulina daily, 12 of the astaxanthin. Read about them in the books you'll get free. And your health and your life will change for the better.
Absolutely. One of the things that I know with the joy factor, especially as a medical intuitive in the work that I do, is that I know that negative thought patterns, negative emotional reactions, especially when they're chronic, meaning that we repeat them over and over again, that those negative emotions are very acidic. They're very toxic, and they put a lot of stress on the body, and they cause that cortisol level, the stress due from the stress, to be able to increase. So one of the things with the joy factor, when you look at that, you're really looking at that importance of, you know, that healthy self-esteem and, you know, letting go of those toxic thoughts and getting rid of those emotional patterns that really keep us kind of churned inside. And that's really an important part as we're talking about the detoxification of the body. Is it's really, as you said, Susan, it really is a mind-body job, isn't it?
Mind, body, spirit. And you can't forget this last point, sleep. Sleep is when the body rebuilds, repairs, detoxifies, renews, and rejuvenates itself. It also helps you lose weight. So you've got to make getting good sleep every night non-negotiable. You know, and again, I've got all this information on my website. Up above in the navigation bar, there's a button called Motivation. And then the first article there is called Insomnia Begone. The second article is on Detoxify and Revitalize Your Body. So I got lots of great info at SusanSmithJones.com, but especially the first several blogs.
Absolutely. And again, I encourage all of you to go to her website and then to, you know, order her books. And I know when I find something I love, I just gift everybody. And I can tell you that this cookbook that you have, that you know I love so much, is really something that everybody enjoys.
Louise Hay said that it was the most beautiful health book on the planet. And every single page has beautiful color and 150 photographs of food and the recipes. And I'm a culinary instructor. It took me probably 10 years to complete that book. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, it is. And the other thing is that, you know, very honestly, when we get a lot of cookbooks, What they do is they're really complicated, but the nice thing is that yours aren't. So I want to end the show because it's about that time, Susan. And what I had said in the first segment, I ask you, what can we expect from detoxification? And you know, you answered this throughout the show. What we can expect from detoxification of the body and then being mindful of the body, mind, spirit connection. What can we expect? We can expect good health. Susan, thanks so much for joining me. Please, everybody, go and visit her website again, Wealth of Information. You know that I'm going to have you back, and we're going to pick another topic. So thank you so much for joining me.
I think we should do a whole topic on weight loss.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I will tell you, send your emails in. Give me the show suggestions. Support it. Let us know that that's the way you want to go. And, Susan, I'm going to have you back. And I want to thank all of you for joining me today. It's always a pleasure for me to share the information that I have as a medical intuitive and then to be able to bring guests like Susan on to share her information. If you do want to hear this show again in its entirety or you want to share it with friends, is that what you want to do is just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. You have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love and good health.
You've been listening to the Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Con.